Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If this ministry has touched your life in any way, contact us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook or by emailing us at bfwcgeorgetown@gmail.com. Feel free to share your prayer requests or comments. We hope you enjoy today's message. Blessings to you and yours.
I want you to grab your Bibles with me, and I want you to turn to Psalms chapter 9 real quick. Psalms chapter 9 real quick. Look at these great men of God up here. When you get to Psalms chapter 9, just give me a big amen, one of those Beach Family amens. That's what's starting to get there. All right. I want to share something with you really quick that's going to change your life. Actually, I gave it to my prayer team on Thursday night. I told them I have never given out a sermon before I preached it. And I told them on Thursday night, I said, there is a ministry of prayer warriors that need this word, because where God's taking us, we got to bathe it in prayer. We got to bathe it in fasting, okay? So in Psalms chapter 9, when you get there, in verse 10, just give me a big amen. I want you to look at someone and say, trust. Can I unlock something for everybody here this morning real quickly? Can you handle it? Nobody can handle it. Okay, y'all got quiet on me. Can you handle it if I unlock something for you quickly? In Psalms chapter 9, verse 10, it says this, "And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, has not forsaken them that seek thee." Now, can I just get past all the these and thous? Can I make this real to you? "And they that know his name and put their trust in him, the Lord will not forsaken them that seek him." Now, I want to ask you something. How many of you know him by name? You really know him by name. You have a relationship with him that you absolutely know him by name. Because here's what I want to tell you. If you really trust him, he said he would never leave you. How many of y'all feel like you're in a place where you're just kind of out there? Anybody feel like you're just kind of out there? It's like, Lord, I'm just kind of floating. I don't know what's going on. Is there anybody else in this house that would be truthful and wave their hands and just say, Lord, I have no idea, but I'm just going to trust you? You know, trust is an amazing thing. Can I just give this to you? How many of you have ever heard of a trust fund? The Holy Spirit woke me up about 6 o'clock this morning, and he said, I'm getting ready to share with you a trust fund that the Father wants to give to you. You realize in a trust fund that everything is given to a person to handle until the person it's meant for is ready to receive it. And you wonder why the Father had to send Jesus here. Jesus was sent with all power, all authority, and was still flesh, but what he carried was really meant for us. Come on now, are you hearing me? Healing was meant for you. I dare you to touch your neighbor on the shoulder and say it for you. Happiness, joy was meant for you. Look at someone and say, it's meant for you. How many of you believe that Jesus, and know that Jesus never dealt with really depression? There was times that the tears run down his face, and it was because of compassion, because he knew what was coming. There was a heavy yoke, there was a heavy burden, because I don't know about anybody else, but my sin was great. Come on, how many of you in here were just, when you were a sinner, you were a sinner? Period. Come on, is anybody going to help me for just a minute? When you miss God, you just miss God. Period. Amen? This is yes in church. I know I'm not speaking to a bunch of religious folk. I know I'm talking to some people who's been there, done that. And thank God you don't do it now. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me up here. Y'all trying to get me to preach. I'm trying to just deliver this. It's time for us to begin to know him in a level that we've never known him before. It's time for us to begin to the place where we trust him like we've never trusted him before. And you can believe that there's things that's going to come against you. Y'all ain't going to say nothing. That will cause you to want to put your trust in a man instead of in your God. And to prove that point, I want you to go to Daniel, and I'm going to stay there. Daniel chapter 6, verse 23. You know the story. When they get there, it's Daniel in the lion's den. How many of y'all know the story? But I bet you didn't read the story and really comprehend something. Do you mind if I share that with you this morning? I feel the Holy Spirit just building right now. That's why I'm pacing, is because, man, it's thick up here. Daniel chapter 6. Verse 23, you find that he was thrown into the lion's den because of his belief in God. How many of you realize that some of the things you go through is just because you do believe? How many of you realize that the enemy, the reason why he hits you is try to get you to shake your faith so you don't believe? Do you realize some of the things that hit you is custom tailored to hit you so that it can actually take you out? Because you used to have a problem maybe with drugs, but you don't have that problem anymore. So the devil has to change the game. Hello, is there anybody with me right now? How many of you realize the enemy custom tailors his attacks to get the one thing that really he's after, and that is your faith? Well, glory, look at this. She got so excited, she dropped the word. I'm with her. She's like, you know what? There's just times that the enemy hits you in places that you would never dream that he would try to hit you. And you think about it. Daniel was a prayer warrior. Every day he would go in and he would open up the windows and he would declare over the city that was ungodly the things of God. Boy, we can learn something from that, couldn't we? He would get on his knees and he would pray for all the exiles of Israel. And he would pray over that city. He would pray for the king that kept him even in bondage. Boy, some of us really need to learn some things right there, don't we? And you find that they had designed a weapon to take out this anointed man of God. I need everybody to hear me. You are an anointed man and woman of God. The Christ that lives in you has anointed you. And the devil wants to sap the anointing out of your life. He will use whatever methods he has to use to suck the life out of you. How many of you in here feel like, my Lord, there's just sometimes I just got to get to church if I got to crawl there because, man, I got to get into a safe place. Come on, is there anybody just, man, if I could just get up and praise and worship for just 5 minutes, oh, Lord, I could shake some stuff off right now. If I could just get up in here and just let the word come out and begin to shake me, then, man, right now I can let some things loose. Man, I got some people, listen, they start going through, they just come up here to get a hug. Well, come get you some. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Because maybe you realize I need that hug as much as you needed that hug. Can I just go to this verse right here? Daniel chapter 6, verse 23. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him. He'd went down, he had fasted all night, and he spoke out to David, and David spoke back to him. And they commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. Now read this, read your Bible, watch. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt, no wound. Y'all, okay. Not a mark, not even a lion hair. Watch this. Was upon him because he what? Believed, trusted in his God. Can I help everybody here real quick? How many of you believe that you can go through tests and trials and not a mark be put on you? No. I need to speak to some people right here. I need to stir your faith for just a minute, because we're going somewhere, but I got to get you to understand there is going to be pits. There is going to be lion dens. There is going to be fiery furnaces. There is going to be trials. There is going to be tests. There is going to be when you're like Job and everything gets attacked at one time. There is going to be places where you lost loved ones. There is going to be places where your dreams are crushed. There is going to be places where, listen, over and over again, you will be there. But I'm here to tell you, if you will just but keep your trust, what the enemy meant for harm, God will turn around for his good. See, I need somebody in here to realize what I'm going through is just a place for me to show how much I trust him. Can I help you shift a mindset real quick? When you're going through it, you're going through it, first of all. You're not there to stay. But while I'm going through it, I'm going to trust God to keep moving one foot in front of the other. And when I come through it, I'm going to see his glory. Do you understand that when they threw him into the lion's den, they laughed at him and said, "We got you now." How many times has the devil laughed in your face? Oh, come on, y'all got to help me here. Y'all don't mind if I get a little bit wound up for a minute? Come on, you got to let this out. How many times has the devil laughed at you and he just began to check it off and say, "Well, I got them now and they'll never be able to do anything"? Can I just help you? There is a generation, there is a lineage of people who are going to serve God to the place that I don't care if you throw me in the furnace. No matter what happens to me, I'm still not going to bow. No matter if you throw me in a pit and you think the lions are going to eat me, I'm still going to trust in God. No matter if God gives me a task bigger than I can handle. Oh, see, some of y'all in here are dealing with some things where you believe that God's placed something on you that's bigger than you can handle. That's a great place to be. Noah. Can I just blow your mind with Noah for just a minute? Why don't God give you a task so big that you financially can't do it? Oh. How many of y'all in here realize that there's some things that God's calling you to do you ain't got the money for? Oh, that would have been a better time for somebody to shout amen, because I don't know about anybody else. I know what I've been tasked with, and the money ain't here yet, baby. But it's well on its way, because what's coming is going to be big enough to actually shift a whole city. And when it comes, you better get ready, because it will be dispersed and placed. See, you got to hear what I'm saying right now. It's whenever you get one of those Noah-sized things. How am I going to trust God? How, God, am I going to trust you? How are you going to teach me how to make sure the food stays preserved? How are you going to teach me how to make all the waste leave the boat so nobody gets sick? How are you going to teach me how to water every one of these animals and keep their water clean and mine too? Come on, how many of you in here are beginning to realize that it's time for us to begin to trust God even in the big things that make no sense? They laughed at him outside the boat. Come on. How many of you in here, people are laughing at your relationship with God? Can I help you? Let them laugh. You mean to tell me you believe that God can heal your body? You better believe God can heal my body. Do you realize that all the people outside the boat laughed at Noah? They really laughed the day of. They didn't think it was too funny when all the animals started coming. It blew their mind. You know, I love Noah because Noah had a heart of compassion. He stood at the door and he said to them, "Please come. Please come." The people laughed at him. You know why? It's because that big old door for that ark had to be latched from the inside. And they begin to laugh. "Hey, Noah, how are you going to close that door, Noah?" Come on, how many of y'all in here right now, you've got an area in your life and everybody's still laughing at you and saying, "See, you can't close that door yet." Come on, how many of y'all are in a place right now where it's just like you trying to do what God's called you to do, but you have to realize that there's some doors that only God can close. oh, Jesus, y'all got to help me here. They begin to laugh until all of a sudden the door begins to lift itself. Oh, yeah. Can I help the church here? Can I help everybody here real quick? There is a time coming where you won't have to lift a finger. God's already got it set up for you. And when it's time, there will be a supernatural on a natural that's going to begin to blow people's mind. Can I speak to this church and just tell you that there's some things inside of your life that God is getting ready to put his super on top of where you couldn't beat it before and you couldn't close it before. But now his anointing is on it. His presence is on it. And the very area you didn't think you would ever break, you find yourself clean for the next 2 years. You find yourself free for the next. I ain't just declaring 2 years. 2 years is just to get you started. Why don't we learn to be like Paul? He gets a word, says you're going to Rome. How many of y'all would really like to go somewhere? I don't think you'd want to go the way he went because he was a prisoner. He gets a word that he's going to Rome. They put him on a boat and he looks at them and he says, now's not a good time to go, guys. Come on. How many of you realize that there's just some things that's driving you right now? Lord, I wish I had a hanky. There's just some things that are driving you right now. But oh my God, there is some situations that you can't do nothing about. Oh, can I just help somebody? Y'all look at Pastor, look at me. There is just some things in your life that you can't do anything about right now. You can't save that lost loved one. You can't get that child off of drugs. You can't stop this kid to walking into a high school. There are certain situations that you may be stuck in. Paul didn't have a choice. They locked him up, put him in the boat, and they began to go and got caught in a storm. How many of us in here, we lose our trust in God when we're in a storm? Anybody in a storm? Is there anybody else in here besides Pastor that's in a storm right now? God, how in the world did I get in the middle of this? I just got drove into something that I didn't drive myself into, but here I am. Come on, is there anybody that could just say, there's me, Pastor? Glory to God, we're on the same boat. Do you realize that Paul trusted God? He got a word from God, and God said, you're going to Rome. No matter what they say, no matter what happens, and guess what? The ship you're on is going to go down, but you're still going to Rome. Do you trust me? And Paul gets up and begins to tell the men on the ship, stay on the ship until the ship goes down. Because if anybody bails out, you'll lose your life. Can I just help everybody in here? Now ain't the time to bail. Man, now's not the time to bail. Now's the time where if the ship goes down, glory to God, we're floating on pieces. And there's a lot of us in here that still don't know how to even swim in the spirit yet. Because we're about to have a Holy Ghost blowout where you see people get filled with the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues. Y'all guys go ahead and look at me strange, but listen, I'm telling you what's coming. Isn't that right, Tyrone? That thing hit Tyrone just a minute ago. That thing come out of his mouth and he popped his eyes open real big because he just realized what was in him was greater than. Woo! Cut the life rafts free. Can I preach right there for a second? How many of us have set up some life rafts just in case God doesn't show up? Boy, that just slapped like half of y'all in the face. Psh. Well, Lord, I put that money aside just in case. Ain't nothing wrong with putting money aside. But I'm going to trust God. Because when it's God's vision, it's His provision. I don't know about anybody else. There's times whenever I got to learn to quit dipping in my pocket and squandering my blessing. Is everybody doing okay? Y'all looking at me funny. We need to break out some Viennas and crackers. Y'all look hungry. Not yet. Now, if I'd have said filet mignon, y'all been like, we staying. No. Can I ask everybody this question? Even if the boat goes down, you still make it. And even when you make it, you still get attacked when the snake latches onto you. Now here's where a lot of us are, and this is where the place where the Holy Spirit just told me, said this is where people get bitter. Because God delivered you from a storm. And about the time that you started to warm up, about the time that the clouds begin to break, here come the snake. And all of a sudden, we become bitter. But God, you just brought me through this, and now how could you let this happen? How many of us in here are going to begin to really trust God? I love Paul. Snake goes, pow, on his hand. And he looks at it. Leans it over the fire. It didn't say that he grabbed it. Watch this. He shook it. Now, can I help you? Has anybody ever seen a snake's fangs? They hook. They lock in, and when they hit you, then is when they put the venom in you. At that moment, you could see Paul going, I'm not even wasting my time moving my other hand because I trust God. Do you realize that he nonchalantly? Now, can I help everybody here? It's time for us to get to the place where we trust God, that even though we made it through the storm and the snake hits us, we go, God, I still got a word, and it says I'm going. And I'm just going to shake it off because I realize that this ain't my final destination. See, here's the problem. When the snake hits you, you thought you were done, but God told you you wasn't done. So instead of acting on what God told you to, you decided to take a back seat. Look at somebody and say, not me. Should we talk about Abraham for a second? Lord says, give me your son. He takes him up there. He lays him on top of the altar. See, I want to help some of y'all in here. How many of you really trust God that if you give God everything? How many of you trust God enough that when you give God everything, see, you have to understand his son was everything. It was to be the prophecy fulfilled. See, there's some people in here, God is asking you, I need your everything. Actually, he's not just asking certain people. He's asking all of us. Amen. Come out. And as he lifted up the knife, the Lord spoke and said, don't you hurt him. Do you understand that Abraham trusted God enough that even if he'd have plunged the knife into his son's chest, amen, the Lord would have brought him back to life. It says so in Hebrews. How many of us trust God to bring dead things back to life? Really, Pastor? Yeah, really. How many of you believe that the next thing that we're getting ready to experience is based off of how much we trust God? See, this morning, the Holy Spirit wanted me to come in and tell you the next level for what God has to do in this place and in your life is going to require trust. Do you trust your husband can come to church? Do you trust that God can move in a way that only He can move? It's quiet in here. I don't know about anybody else, but I've learned to just surrender. Because when I surrender, I can have something that many people don't get. Can I give you one more scripture and I'll let you go? Can you handle it? Are you sure? Go to Romans. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. You got these wrote down? You got these wrote down? You better get them. You're going to need them. Romans 15, 13. When you get there, say amen. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in what? You know, believing really means trust. Wait a minute. So watch this. How many of us in here have a hard time with peace? How many of us have a hard time keeping our joy? You got a trust issue. Pastor, you called that out, didn't you? I sure did. Listen, if you trust God, then peace and joy will come to you. You ready? Maybe you can't pay the bills, but I trust God to make a way where there is no way. Hello? Maybe there's nothing I can do but trust God for healing in my body. And until it manifests, He's going to give me the peace and the joy to walk it through. Does that make sense to anybody? How many of us are realizing, God, I got to trust you? And don't just say it in your head. How many of you are getting it in the core of your spirit? God, I trust you. Look at the rest of that. Now the God of all hope fill you with all joy and peace in trusting or believing that you may abound. Are y'all reading what my Bible says? Are you reading what your Bible says? Are you seeing the Word of God? Watch this. Are you seeing it? That you may what? Shout abound. Can I help you with the word abound? So that you overflow. So that you overflow in hope. You know what happens? The devil gets you to a place where you're hopeless. And then he attacks your joy and your peace. But the Lord is saying, no, if you trust me, I'll replace your joy. I'll replace your peace into a place where it overflows and everybody looks at you and calls you insane. Just like your vice president called him insane because he said, I believe in Jesus and Jesus speaks to me. Well, in that case, we're all insane. Ain't you glad? Is everybody here just a little crazy for Jesus? Come on, isn't it great to know we're all insane? You know, it does say that the foolish things of the world would confound the wise. Can I just help everybody here? Isn't it great to be crazy? Isn't it great to be insane? Oh, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. Isn't it great that whenever things ain't going right, I still got peace and I still got joy? Isn't it great whenever I trust God that it begins to overflow and then when somebody else gets around me who's in a hopeless place, they end up becoming hopeful? Watch this. So that you overflow in hope through the power of the what? Woo! Most Pentecostal churches don't even talk about the Holy Ghost anymore. All we do is just... No, I want the Holy Ghost where it hits you so hard nobody ministers. I want the Holy Ghost so hard to hit and fall in the house that what happens is one person comes in and they give a tongue and the person beside them gives an interpretation. And then Miss Joe in the back begins to go ahead and have a word. And then this person interprets it over here. And then this person begins to lay hands on the sick and they watch them recover. And then they will in a dead person. And when they will the dead person in, you walk back there and you take them by the hand and you say, rise up. See, I want to see the power of the Holy Spirit. I need a move of God, and I will not settle until I see it. I will not settle until I've tasted it, and I will not settle until it fills me. See, it's time for us to trust God. How many of us in here really trust God? God, I trust you. I trust you on a Sunday morning that you said if I call on you, you would cause miracles, signs, and wonders to come in this place which I've never seen. Dude, I don't know about anybody else. I'm ready to see tumors fall off of people. I'm ready to see blinded eyes open. I'm ready to see the deaf begin to hear. I'm ready to see what God has for us. Amen? I'm ready to see Stephanie lay her hands on a lame person and the lame person jump up. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. And then grab her by the hand because you never know. God can grow limbs. He can do whatever he wants to do. Ain't nobody gave up. We just trust in God that when God's ready, he'll do it. Pastor, you are insane. I'm not insane. Because you can change the mind of someone with a theory, but when you know, you can't change their mind. See, I've done seen cancer fall off. I've seen eyes that couldn't see open. I've been a part of laying my hands on people and put my finger in their ears, and whenever you take them out, they can hear. I've seen it where people come in and had a disease where their bones were fusing together and couldn't move, and then as you pray for them, you could hear the bones begin to pop as they stood up straight. I don't know about anybody else, but that was all fine and dandy for that part of my life. What God do you have in store for now? God, what do you have for right now? What do you have for our families? Can I speak to everybody here? What do you want in your household? Come on, what do you want in your household? Do you want your kids full of the Holy Spirit and power and being free? Do you want your husbands and your wives to begin to line up? Do you want to see the power of God move in their life? What about your friends? How many of you are tired of seeing them drunk, laying in a gutter? You ready to see them get drunk in the Holy Ghost on a Sunday morning in a church service? Come on. How many of you are ready right now to begin to realize that your friend might have been addicted to drug, but then they get the very thing they needed was the cure, and they came in to a church on Sunday morning or into your house in your living room, and you prayed for them and you watched the drugs begin to seep out of their arms as they got free and as they got delivered? Don't tell me it can't happen, because I've seen it, I've experienced it, and I've got to have it. The difference is we've got to trust him. Are you hearing your pastor this morning? Because I'm telling you, there is an anointing coming. My God, I don't know about anybody else. They're sitting right now. I can't wait till they have to crawl to even try to pick up an instrument. I've experienced it before. While I watched 1,000 people in a church service couldn't even get up off the floor. And I wasn't the pastor, and I said, Lord, that ain't fair. I want to be like that. I want to experience that. Lord, I want to be right in the middle of what you have for us. And can I just help you? How many of you want to be in the middle of what God wants to do? Church, I just, with every head bowed and every eye closed, listen, right now. I'm getting ready to release you, but listen, we just can't go yet. We just can't go yet. How many of you right now are ready for your joy and your peace to come back to you like you've never had it? In this place is where the Lord wants you to release it and begin to trust him in it. As I was about to do this, the Lord just said that there's some of you in here that you're going to have to take a step of faith. And your faith, ignited with what you know He will do, will begin to cause something that you've never seen before. And all I heard the Lord say is that whenever they release and they're ready to fully trust me, I just want them to stand in my presence. So this morning, I put this challenge out to you. And as the Lord releases you, you release it. And as the Lord releases you, when you stand up, I want you to lift your hands straight up to the King of Kings. So right now, here in this moment, right here, there's some areas that you have got to trust God in. He wants to restore families. He wants to restore your finances. He wants to restore your health. He wants to restore your children. He wants to restore every piece of your life. And now it's just time for you to trust. Right now, some of you just need to pray right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we release. We release right now, Lord. Lord, as the shepherd of this house, the pastor of this house, I stand before you, not because I am the pastor. I stand before you because I trust you, Lord. That, Lord, you are in control, God. You own the cattle on a thousand hills. You own a building. You own everything. And right now, I just release to you. I trust you, God. Come on, there's some of you in here you need to release and stand right now. As you release it, just begin to release it and stand and thank God that right now He's beginning to move in a way you've never seen Him move. Come on, do it now. As the Holy Spirit lets you loose right now, if you truly trust God, you'll be able to come to your feet and just begin to raise your hands and thank Him for what He just did. Just put your hands straight up as you release that this morning. Listen, you're going to, in His presence, having done all I can do, I just stand. Come on, right here, right now. Lord, having done all that I can do, I just trust you and I stand. Oh, oh! Lord, having done all that I can do, now I just stand. I trust you, God. I surrender to you, Lord, right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I release it. Come on. And as you're standing there, just let Him feel you right now. Holy Spirit, I ask you to feel right now. I pray that you fall over the people of God. That, Lord, you begin to feel them. Feel them with a fresh anointing. Feel them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Lord, right now, feel Him. Come on, release it. Release it, Lord. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. And now as you trust Him, just begin to praise Him. Just begin to thank Him right now. Come on. Some of y'all just need to thank Him. Lord, I praise you. I thank you for my healing. God, I thank you for restoring my family. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for touching. God, I thank you for blessing my marriage. I thank you, God, for children. God, I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord, and I release right now. I release right now. I trust you, God. I trust you, Father. I trust you, my Lord Jesus. Right now. Right now. Right now. Yes, come on, just worship Him. Just worship Him.
Thanks again for listening to this podcast. If you've made a decision to follow Christ, we rejoice with you. Please let us know by contacting us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook. And we invite you to catch our next broadcast right here. See you soon.